T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to hear the story of why you shouldn't be alive.
Shouldn't be alive!
This dude is becoming very, very famous for the...
Which guy?
You know how the I don't want to jump on the hysteria. You know how those planes are falling from the sky, the 737 Air Max 8 or whatever?
Oh, that guy.
A Greek man has revealed that he missed the Ethiopian Airlines flight from Addis Ababa to Nairobi by mere moments.
Yes, by seconds.
He wrote on Facebook that he was turned away at the gate because of his delay and watched as the last passengers boarded the plane without him.
And he threw a nutty. He goes, I need to be on that plane.
He was angry.
Yeah.
6 minutes after takeoff, the plane crashed and all 157, not 158, people on board were killed.
I guess the guy was, oh, never mind.
He was like, oh, pulling that Yelp review. Well, go ahead and backspace that tweet.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's awful. It's a completely awful thing that those people perished. But this man
should have been dead. It's because he's overweight and he couldn't run fast enough to the gate. See, being overweight saved his life, slacker.
You only say that because we had that flight recently where we're in the Phoenix airport. This is fun. If my plane had gone down, it would have been the exact same thing.
That's true.
Steve and I were trying to get out of Phoenix a little bit faster, and I'm like, they couldn't figure out because we were on the wrong kind of reservation. We're at curbside, and I'm like, dude, I can get this changed, but we got to run to the gate.
Literally run.
And here comes Marlboro Red.
I'm like, you go.
Just go without me.
You make it.
Remember me. I'm like, dude, we just got to get to the gate. We got this. I get to the gate. I'm like, can we get this changed? Yeah, we got you.
First class. Dude, everything free.
It's Southwest, bro. There is no first class. Right. But yeah, no, I got on and then you come like 15 minutes later. Do you have any seats left? They're like, no.
Get out of here.
Ran to the gate.
In fact, we transfer you to a bus station.
Yes, we got you. You're on Greyhound back to Denver.
You're riding the dog.
Idiot stick. He was the only official passenger to miss that flight.
Wow.
So this is what we want. I mean, it doesn't have to be a plane crash thing, right? Clearly. But what is the thing that's happened to you in your life where it's like it was a near-death experience? You shouldn't be alive. There's another story. Somebody stepped on a rusty nail.
Oh.
Didn't realize it. Do you know what you get from that?
Tetanus shots.
Is that what it is?
Shots, yeah. Used to.
Woke up the next morning, they said where they had stepped on something, they said it hurt really bad. They looked at their ankle, and there was a purple line trailing up from their wound on the side of their foot.
Ooh.
They freaked out, went to the ER, found out they had blood poisoning and MRSA.
Homie.
In the same wound.
What?
They gave him a brochure that basically said, by the way, you have an X chance of living. If the antibiotics don't work, you will be dead.
And they announced it in a brochure that they handed the patient.
Like, oh, we have this for people who are stupid, who step on nails, who don't come in right away. Dearest idiot stick.
Read this.
It said, if I didn't catch the blood poisoning line before it reached further up my leg, like my foot, my knee down, my entire leg would have to have been amputated.
Holy crap.
Yeah. If it reached his heart, he would have died.
The purple line. Just watch it and slowly move up your body.
Apparently.
Jeez.
So I wonder what it would have been like in like the olden times or whatever. Like the people just wondering, look, that line's like heading straight up your leg. And then you die. So then they would just, oh my God, that I've seen Tom had that purple line. He's dead. So they would just start sawing things off of you below the, like above
I see
the line.
That.
To,
jeez.
A 10-year-old girl was in Australia, I believe, in Queensland. She was stung by a box jellyfish.
Oh, one of the most poisonous creatures on the planet.
Here's the weird thing. She was 23 kilometers upstream from the ocean.
What?
The box jellyfish had apparently...
The hell?
I know.
That's not cool.
She was 10 years old. She was swimming. Her 13-year-old brother saw she was in distress, pulled her onto the riverbank. She said she couldn't see or breathe and fell unconscious.
Holy.
The jellyfish's tentacles were still strapped to her limbs.
And she's only 10, so she's a goner for sure.
The zoology and tropical ecology associate professor at James Cook University said, her survival is unheard of.
Yes.
I don't know of anybody in the entire literature we've studied where someone had such an extensive sting that has survived.
Holy crap.
He said, when I saw the picture, to be honest, this kid should not be alive.
Shouldn't. Any lasting effects, does it say?
It doesn't say. They said, usually when you see people who've been stung by a box jellyfish with that number of the tentacle contacts to their body, you usually see them in a morgue.
Holy crap.
I mean, you wouldn't even be thinking about jellyfish. You're upstream, man.
Yes.
One more here before we get to your shouldn't be alive stories. Somebody said they hit the back of a stopped F-150 with a motorcycle going 65 miles per hour.
Wow.
The impact of the bike hitting the truck slid the truck 8 feet into the intersection.
So this rider, the rider of the bike, OMG.
Said he went through the handlebars and took the tailgate off of the truck with his face.
Wow.
This is what he broke. 7 ribs, his sternum, his collarbone, his left humerus, his right femur, his left index finger, and debatably a hairline in the left cheekbone.
Oh,
collapsed a lung, bruised and ruptured a kidney, had a few spots that bled internally.
He lived.
The cop was checking his pulse to see what time to write on the time of death.
Right.
And they found, they like were able to bring him back to life.
That, yeah, he should not.
I mean, we've had people who've hit a tree skiing and just completely shattered their face.
Yes.
And like had their heart stop from the impact.
All of that.
And Flight for Life gets them and takes them. And
they live.
If it's amazing through coincidence or medical science or whatever that you're still alive, we want to hear your story. Caitlin?
Yay.
Yay. Shouldn't be alive.
I was 18 months old. I had a Barney nightlight, and somehow I got the idea to take the aluminum spearmint gum wrapper, wrap it around the prongs, and plug it in.
What does that do? What would that do?
I was electrocuted.
You got electrocuted.
Yeah.
At 18 months old. I know you hate that. A year and a half.
Okay, year and a half. Thank you. Okay. Got it.
Steve's like, hey, this is the baby math and paper towel math.
I know. I hate
those.
Both
are the two
of those
things. What happened? So it shocked you and like shot you across the room?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Obviously, but your parents came in and found you crispied, or what happened?
My mother said that she found me lying on the floor. She was in the other room. She heard a loud bang. And she came in, ran into my room. I was unconscious, laying down, not breathing.
Wow. They got your, your mom resuscitated you, or?
Yes.
And now you're all Barney shy. I would.
I think sort of.
Barney,
we all hit a certain age where electrocuted or not.
We're, to this day, I hate Barney.
Yeah. No, I get it.
And go.
And I didn't have to get shocked. Thank you for the call, Caitlin.
Whoa.
That is scary.
Thank you.
That's some.
That's,
yeah,
she should have died.
I didn't realize. So, just the, I guess the electricity is going to arc off the.
Wow.
Daniel?
Yay.
Shouldn't be alive.
When my son was a year old, my wife and I were walking along the shores of Lake Erie with my son on my shoulders. I fell. My son flipped over my head.
Ooh.
I caught him 2 inches off the sidewalk just before my knees hit the sidewalk.
Did a dad grab and you pulled him
back? Oh, my God. Because his head would have got smashed.
Yes.
Yep.
That's, whoa.
Did you hurt him anyway, though? I mean, like, because sometimes you hurt their
Not
leg or whatever, just like snagging him out of the air, but he was fine?
No. I actually caught him with both hands underneath his body before my knees hit at the same time.
Good catch, Dan. Wow.
And your wife looked at you like, what?
She didn't even have a chance to scream.
Dang, that is every parent's worst.
How old is your son now?
He is 22.
Does he hate the beach?
You ever remind him that you shouldn't
the
have?
The shore over there?
Listen
yes.
to me, son. You owe it all to me.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's crazy, Daniel.
That is very lucky. Thank you for the call, Daniel. Stacy.
Yes.
Shouldn't be alive.
Oh, sorry. Yay. I have a few stories, but the main one is when I was a child, I was swept under into the river by an undercurrent. And I was pulled from the shore. They weren't sure how long I had been in the water. When I was found, I was floating face down, had no signs of life when I was pulled to shore, and was on shore with no signs of life for 20 minutes.
What?
Thank God the man who saw me floating and pulled me out, he had been inner tubing, and he knew CPR. And after 20 minutes, he got me back. And by all accounts, they said, I shouldn't have survived, but since I did, I definitely should have been severely brain damaged.
Absolutely.
Yes. Kind of lasting effects. And I had nothing except some lung scarring. That was it.
Stacy, I'm sorry, but that guy that was performing CPR, you know how long 20, most people would quit
forever.
After five. Yeah, that's an
absolutely.
Eternity. He was so.
Because you're doing
of,
it, you're like,
yes.
She's got to snap back fast. I mean,
right.
Like that's some perseverance. What you owe
and
that dude. Do you know who he is?
I have tried for years. Like, I have begged people on Facebook to share my story. I have tried for 25 years now to find him, and I have yet to be able to get my story out there.
Everyone else would have quit after a couple minutes.
Where was this at again?
I was born and raised in North Carolina, so it was actually a place in Virginia. It's called Moratalk Park.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there's a
Moratalk
lot of people
Park,
who listen to us
right.
from everywhere, so hopefully
Moratalk
someone
Park.
will try to make that happen. Thank you for the call, Stacy.
That's crazy, too.
I mean, it's like that kid that we did at Children's Hospital who was under the water for 20 minutes. Gore, right?
You're thinking, don't even bother because
no,
your brain, you're
no
dead
chance.
After 20. Right?
He's dead or at least brain dead.
Dang.
And he's fine and she's fine. Wow. Yvette.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be alive.
No, I shouldn't. My parents decided to go to a wedding. We were young. We stayed with our cousins. We would have been, when the Thompson flood hit, we would have been the first campsite to be taken out.
Okay. You were supposed to be camping up, like, up the Poudre Canyon.
Up the Poudre Canyon when the Thompson flood hit.
You were the first one
first
in line to get...
The campsite that was taken out, we would have been there.
But we stopped to get taffy.
Oh,
and saved our lives.
That's up above. They stayed down below.
Oh, this is down.
Yeah, they oh my God! You did have one of the campsites already reserved up top.
Yep, but they decided to go to a wedding in Denver instead.
Because then it started at the top and rushed. Just took a.
It just took the whole, and then
it took out the whole canyon.
Yeah, it was a whole flood, and then as the canyon narrows, the flood just was higher and higher. More water gets added because it's flooding the Big Thompson River, and it just became.
Wow.
It was like a wall of water coming down the canyon. Water
yes,
and logs.
They said it was like a 10-foot wave that went down the canyon.
And if it wasn't, if
no
you weren't
road,
drowning, you were getting killed by logs. I mean, everybody
dang.
In its path, it was just.
It's like an avalanche.
Yes.
Wow.
With water. Yeah. Awful. Thank you for the call of that. Rachel.
Yay.
Yay.
You shouldn't be alive. Why?
I was walking home from middle school one day with a friend, and I was about to cross a street. The light was red. And a bus was, the light wasn't red. It was just a crosswalk. But the bus was stopped on the right lane. And I was passing in front of the bus, and out of nowhere, an SUV was going full speed, about 40 miles per hour,
yep.
right in front of me.
Yep.
Knocked the CD player in my hands out of it, and it made it fly down the street, and my big toe got ran over and was sore for a couple days, but I probably would have been killed by
Rachel.
That car going.
Wow.
One, two more inches.
And you're done.
Dang.
That is scary.
A millisecond, yes.
That. Thank
Holy.
You for the call.
That's
These
wicked.
Are incredible,
yeah.
dude. Ashley.
Yay.
Yay.
You shouldn't be alive.
So I was actually at the Aurora Theater shooting, like in the theater.
What?
And why?
Yeah, and I got a call about like 20 minutes before like he entered that my son was really sick and I left.
Wow. So if your sitter hadn't...
That-
You could.
Oh.
Yeah.
My God.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.